Jeff, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm good. Are you glad to have the week off?
Well, we still do the Mark Stoops show this week, but, yeah, there's no game.
No game. And that's probably – timing's pretty good. Front page of the sports section this morning in the Lexington Herald Leader, Mark Story asks a question that I want to ask you, and that is, why aren't fans more excited over the Cats' 5-1 start?
You know, I think it's because of what happened the last couple of years in this offense where they scored a lot of points and, you know, they were a little more exciting. I would assume that's it. But again, yeah, we've talked about this. They've lost a lot offensively, but they're showing the depth and the athletes that he's been able to bring in here to be able to win these games.
Yeah.
And this team's 5-1. To me, that, you know, the fans should be ecstatic over that.
Do you know how long it's been since we hit 5-1?
I bet it's been a long time, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Has it been in your lifetime or mine?
Was it maybe? I don't think 77, because I think they lost early that year, didn't they?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. Brad's probably going to look it up for us
here. I'll look it up. I'm not sure.
Well, now we're into the – we got the week off for UK, mm-hmm. and the next game is going to be Mississippi State, 4 o'clock on Saturday the 21st, into the Major League Baseball playoffs. What do you think?
Well, I tell you, I'm amazed at a couple of things. One, New York Yankees, to be able to come back the way they have,
mm-hmm.
You know, against a really good team that a lot of people thought was going to win it all. And now, you know, a lot of pressure, I think, is on the Cleveland Indians. They're at least they're going back home to play. The Indians were a team I thought was going to be able to play against Houston for a chance to go to the World Series, but boy, the Yankees so resilient and winning that game yesterday, and they've got all of the momentum right now. And then the other thing is the Chicago Cubs. I mean, I look at the Washington Nationals, and you've got Max Scherzer throwing a no-hitter to the sixth inning. He gives up one hit. They take him out, and the Cubs pounce on the relief pitchers that Washington's able to bring in. And now you've got you know, former Cy Young Award winner and Jake Arrieta going against Tanner Roark for Washington, and that is a lot of pressure on Roark to try to win that game today, because if they lose, if the Nationals lose, the Cubs move on again.
Yep, yep.
The Cubs are just a team that's built for the playoffs, and I think that there's, you know, there's something to say about that. They're that team that's been there, done that. You know, they
right.
did it last year, and, you know, they haven't played real well this year, but boy, those guys, when the chips are down or when the money's on the line, whatever you want to say, those guys come out and they just know how to win.
And those fans up there, man, are they crazy.
Oh,
they are nuts.
Love their Cubs, don't they?
They love their team. Hey, thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.